If that guy Steve's not on your radio, your radio's not really on.
That guy Steve with the deep thoughts. Kids in the back seat cause accidents. Accidents in the back seat cause kids. And it all starts with a little kiss.
Star 101.5.
You know that calico cats, the ones that are orange, red, and orange, white, and black?
They're all female.
They're all female cats.
What's with that? How did that happen?
I don't know.
I heard that too, but it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's genetically impossible to have a male calico.
We just don't look good in that color.
You must not.
Star 101.5.
You need to recharge a relationship in your life, do you? Got a tip for you coming up.
Hi, this is John Mayer, and if that guy Steve's not on your radio might not really be on.
And a Nalik in the Rough. Your music, your station, that guy Steve. Want to know the secret to a happy marriage? Yeah. Prevention Magazine, Idaho State University studied 132 couples. Those who go on dates more often, you got to schedule date night, even if you're married, kids. In this study, the average was about 6 a month. Those people more likely to be satisfied with their marriage than those who spend less time together. So what you need to do, schedule regular dates with your mates. Good luck.
5.
So you want to recharge your relationship with anybody, pretty much anybody, husband, wife, kids. Pull the plugs. Yeah, the many marvels of technology, TV, the internet, Game Boys, the Xbox, all that distancing you from relationships. Simple solution, make at least one night a week completely tech-free to enjoy, whether it's your husband, your wife, your kids. Attention, maybe try a board game.
Ooh. The Star of the Bay, Star 101.5.
Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc., your music, your station. Ladies, how can you test your husband to find out if he's still crazy about you? Want to know? Useful knowledge right here with that guy Steve's College of Useful and Useless Knowledge. I'll share that with you coming up.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
5.
James Blunt, you're beautiful. Your music, your station, that guy Steve. Ladies, how do you know if your husband is still crazy about you? A few clues should tip you to him still being smitten. He'll pick up a box of feminine products at the drugstore without wincing. He's careful never to deal with nose hair in your presence. And you know he's still in love with you if he doesn't comment on your new haircut unless you ask him to. Then, if he knows what he's doing, he'll keep his opinion to himself. Happy Friday, that guy Steve. Thanks for listening. Two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left.
Star 101.5.
A little crazy there for you. Thanks for listening. Your music, your station, that guy Steve. Hey,
I have a question.
Yeah.
You already give out the information about finding out whether or not your husband still is crazy about you.
Yes. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes, please.
Okay. From Good Housekeeping, this is the latest issue. He's still smitten with you if he'll pick up a box of feminine products at the drugstore without wincing. He's careful to never deal with nose hairs in your presence. And gas. And you still know he's in love with you if he doesn't comment on your new haircut unless you ask him to. And then he lies.
Yeah, he lies.
Yes. That's good housekeeping right there.
Sorry.
They know. They've been around for years.
Wonderful. Thank you for the information.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Want to improve your mood? Psychology Today has a tip from Duke University coming up.
With 101.5.
That's Train Cab. Your music, your station. That guy, Steve, you want to improve your mood? According to Psychology Today, some research done at Duke University. Move your butt. Yeah. Move it. Shake it. Work it. Study after study shows exercise combats depression. It lifts your mood, restores your energy, realigns your brain chemistry, and it costs nothing. And all it takes, 30 minutes aerobic exercise 3 times a week. That means walking. Duke University finds that 50 minutes of exercise a week brings about a 50% decrease in the likelihood of being depressed. So work it, move it, shake it, yeah! Useful, useless knowledge, deep thoughts, share it with the show, Steve at thebestvariety.com or 800-888-6499. You have something? Hey.
Steve.
Yeah?
I have some useless knowledge for you.
Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, what do you have, man?
Do you know why manhole covers are round?
Why?
A circle is the only shape that won't fall in on itself. If you drop a manhole cover over the opening, it won't fall in. If it was any other shape, you could turn it so that it would fall down inside the hole. A square would fall in, a diamond, a triangle. You could turn it so it would fall. fall inside, but a circle can't do that.
That's ingenious!
Isn't it, though?
Where'd you learn that?
Actually, my grandfather is an engineer.
Hi, I'm...
It's the Killers, the 80s, 90s, and now Mr. Brightside. Hey.
Yeah, I have some useless knowledge.
Right. What's your name?
My name's Kenny.
Kenny, what do you have?
Have you ever noticed that at churches, they never have devil's food cake?
You know why? It's devil's food.
Yeah.
Point five.
Howie Day, she says, your music, your station, that guy, Steve. The proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences say healthy is happy and happy is healthy. I'll share that with you coming up. Hey.
Hey, I have a thought for you.
Yeah.
Since in this great country of ours, nobody ever takes responsibility for anything that they say or do.
Yep.
And since every woman is jaded because a man has at some point done her wrong,
yep.
And every man is jaded because at some point some woman did him wrong,
yeah.
How do you know who to take out drinking when they break up?
Yourself. You're always your best company.
That's true.
What's your name?
Kim Elwin.
Kim, that's good stuff. I'm going to make you a winner.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin.
Star 101.5.
Gavin DeGraw followed through. Your music, your station. Turns out, according to some research, National Academy of Sciences, happy is healthy, and healthy is happy. According to recent findings, adults who rated themselves as happier were less stressed, had a lower risk of developing heart disease than those who report being less happy. So, find happy, or let happy find you. Had my fun, gonna run, that's the end of my show, I gotta go. But I'm gonna leave you with a deep thought. Problem with the gene pool? There's no lifeguard.